Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Farrell on the bench on a Tuesday. What a game last night in Oak City. Anthony Edwards of the T-Wolves swatted Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's go-ahead shot and capped a 25-point second-half comeback as the T-Wolves stunned the Thunder 131-128 in overtime. Jaden McDaniels had 27, Nas Reed had 22 and 11, and Alexander Walker had 21 for the T-Wolves. Edwards had 17, 13 rebounds, and 8 assists for the T-Wolves. They had lost 130-123 to the Thunder on Sunday night at the Target in Minneapolis. Now, Shai Gilgeous had 39, 10, and 8 dimes, but Ant Edwards blocked him at the rim with 13 seconds left in overtime. Alexander also had a 3-pointer with 2.9 seconds left in the extra period that would have tied it, but he missed. The T-Wolves were trailing by as many as 16 in the final 4 minutes of the fourth quarter. They're the second team in the play-by-play era since 97-98 rather to win after trailing by at least that many points with that little time left in regulation. The Bucks did it against the Raptors on January 4th at 23 after trailing by 21 in the final 4 minutes. Chris Finch applauded the team's mental toughness in battling the league's top-ranked defense, a unit he says fouls all the time. He said it's so frustrating to play this team because they foul a ton. They really do. They foul all the time, and then you can't really touch Shai, and it's a very frustrating thing, and it takes a lot of mental toughness to try and play through it. And we eventually were able to get downhill and force the issue ourselves, and we're rewarded for it. Minnesota ended up taking 39 free throw attempts, their most in a game since November 28th, 22, against the Wizards. Jalen Williams scored 27. Aaron Wiggins had 19 for the Thunder, who have a comfortable lead still in the Western Conference at 46-11. Chet Holmgren, who sat out 3 months because of the pelvic fracture before returning, he rested. Hartenstein left the game in the second, did not return, and they said it was a facial contusion. Oak City led 82-57 in the third and was ahead 102-80 in the fourth. But rookie Terrence Shannon Jr. scored 11 of his 17 in the period, and the T-Wolves outscored the Thunder 41-19. They did most of the comeback without Ant Edwards. He played less than 4 minutes in the fourth quarter and only the last two of overtime. Finch said he had a leg that was bothering him in the fourth. That's why he spent most of the time on the quarter. But late in the extra period, Finch said he was told Edwards was good to go after the game. Video showed Edwards in the tunnel celebrating the clutch block while saying he was playing with a bad calf. The T-Wolves played without Gobert and Randle. They've both been out. Gobert with a back, and Randle's been out with a groin. Let's look at the rest of the NBA. The Pistons made it 7 in a row, 106-97 winners over the Clippers in Detroit. Cunningham had 32, 9 rebounds, and 7 dimes. They're on fire! The Nuggets did it to the Pacers. They keep winning. Remember, they lost to the Lakers. But other than that, it's like 10 of 11, 125, 116. They beat Indy at the field house. The Joker with 18 points, 9 rebounds, and 19 dimes. The Sixers got blown out by the Bulls. Chicago snapped a 6-game skid, 142-110. Giddey had 25 and 16 boards. The double-double for Chicago. The Wizards upset the Nets, 107-99. Poole had 26 for D.C. Hawks, 98-86 winners over the Heat in Hottown, L.A. Energy. Okongwu was 17 and 8 boards for the Hawks. And the Blazers by a bucket in Salt Lake. Shakers against the Jazz. Simons had 28, 114, 112 Blazers. Kings blew out the Hornets, 130-88. Zach LaVine with a 42-piece, his best game since going to Sacramento. Here's what we got tonight, 7 o'clock, Celtics and Raptors at Scotiabank in Toronto. Boston laying 11.5. 7:30 on TNT, it's the Cavs at the Magic at the Kia. Cleveland still favored on the road by 7.5. 8 o'clock, Bucks and Rockets at the Toyota Center in H-Town. Houston laying 3.5. Suns are at the FedEx Forum in Memphis. Grizzlies are laying 7.5. Spurs are in New Orleans at the Smoothie. Pels are laying 2.5. 10 o'clock, Hornets and Dubs at the Chase in the city. Golden State laying 16.5. And the nightcap is on TNT at 10. It's a good one. Mavs and Lakers as Luka takes on his former team, Dallas. Lakers are laying 8.5 in that puppy. All right, let's look at college rack from last night. Number 4, Houston went to Lubbock and beat number 10, Texas Tech, by 8, 69-61. Uzan had 22 for the Cougs. They're 24-4 now. Number 15, Michigan won in Lincoln against Nebraska. That helps Indiana, that loss by the Huskers, because Indiana's on the edge, and they might get in if they can win these last 4 games. If they can get 3 of them, and they got, you know, a couple of really easy games at home and one easy one on the road against Washington, they might get by Nebraska and get that last spot in the Big Ten in the NCAA tournament. Anyway, Wolverines beat them by 3, 49-46. Donaldson had 11-8 for Michigan. Hampton, 81-49, blowout of Stony Brook. Wilmington, we gave you on Coast to Coast yesterday to cover. They covered the 3.5. They won by 9 at William & Mary. We gave you North Carolina. They covered 4.5, 96-85 winners at Florida State. Prairie View, 64-56 over Mississippi Valley State. Mississippi Valley covered. Bethune covered. They won by a bucket at Alabama State. Stetson, Cologne by a bucket over Forellermine. McNeese blew out Rio Grande Valley. They put 100 on him, 100-65. Northwestern State by 3 at Southeast Louisiana. Monmouth by 5 at home over Northeastern. Queens, 72-57 at West Georgia. We gave you North Florida in a bet, getting 7.5. They covered. They lost by 4 at Florida Gulf Coast. Jacksonville by 4 over Eastern Kentucky. We gave you Lipscomb as well. They covered 95-78 at Austin Peay, but please not on me. Nichols by a bucket over Corpus Christi. Christy covered. East Texas A&M 73-71 at New Orleans. Incarnate Word by 12 at home over Lamar. North Bama blew out Central Arkansas. Delaware State by a bucket over North Carolina Central in overtime. Texas Southern whacked Pine Bluff 81-56. Norfolk by 9 over Morgan State. South Carolina State we gave you. And they covered 81-68 at Maryland Eastern Shore. Coppin State 72-61 over Howard. Alabama A&M covered and beat Florida A&M by 11. And Houston Christian easy over Stephen F. Austin, 72-56. Kansas a winner by 7 at Colorado, but they didn't cover. It was a push in that game. Now, tonight is a lot juicier in college rack. There's tons of good games. Let's take a look at what's happening. Here we go. All right. Bowling Green in Eastern Michigan and in Ypsilanti, Eastern Michigan laying 3.5. Number 2, Duke at Miami, 7 o'clock on ESPN. Duke laying 22 and a hook. Number 3, Florida's at Georgia. Gators laying 7.5. on FS1 at 7, Providence at number 21, Marquette at 5, Serve in Brewtown, Marquette laying 12.5, Armies at Lafayette, Lafayette laying 3.5, Baylor at Cincy, Bearcats laying 2.5, Georgia Tech's at Pitt, Pitt laying 8.5 at the Peterson Event Center in the Steel City, VCU laying 14.5 against their arch rival Richmond, in Richmond, at Richmond, they hate each other's guts, should be a good game, St. Louis and Davidson, Davidson laying 1.5, Northwestern's at Minnesota on Peacock at 7, Minnesota laying 2.5 at the Williams Arena, Old Dominion at Marshall, Marshall laying 10.5, App State laying 2.5 on the road at Georgia Southern, Kent State at home laying 6.5 to Toledo. Ohio laying 6.5 at Western Michigan. Miami of Ohio in Oxford at home laying 14.5 to Northern Illinois. Central Michigan at home, same thing, 14.5. They're laying to Buffalo. Ball State at home getting 8.5 from Akron. Monroe's getting 12.5 from James Madison at Monroe. Number 9, Iowa State at Oklahoma State at the IBA in Stillwater. Cyclones laying 9.5. 8 o'clock. Indiana State at Murray State, Murray laying 5.5. Illinois State laying 1.5 at Southern Illinois. Troy laying 2.5 at Texas State. Western Illinois laying 1.5 at home to Lindenwood. 9 o'clock on the SEC Network, number 5 Tennessee at LSU at the Maravich Center. Tennessee laying 10.5. 9 o'clock on the Deuce, number 24, Mississippi State at number 6, Alabama at the Coleman Coliseum in Tuscaloosa, Bama laying 7.5. 9 o'clock on Peacock, Washington at number 11, Wisconsin at the Cole in Madtown, Badgers laying 15.5. 9 o'clock, South Carolina at number 14, Missouri at Mizzou Arena in Columbia, Mizzou laying 13.5. 9 o'clock on the ACC Network, number 19, Louisville at Virginia Tech, Hokies getting 10.5. 9 o'clock on CBS Sports Network, TCU at West Virginia at the WVU Coliseum in Morgantown, Mountaineers laying 6.5. Colorado State's at Air Force in Colorado Springs, Colorado State laying 12.5. FS1 at 9, Iowa at Illinois in Champaign, Illini laying 9.5. 10 o'clock in San Jose, UNLV and the Spartans, Spartans getting 2.5. 10 o'clock, Wyoming at Nevada in Reno, Nevada laying 13.5. 11 o'clock on FS1, the Young Gun, my son is going to this one, at San Diego State at the Viejas Arena, rocking it against New Mexico. The Lobos are getting 2.5. New Mexico's 22-5. San Diego State, the Dutch are 18-7. And finally, at 11 o'clock on CBS Sports Network, Gonzaga and Santa Clara in Santa Clara, the Zags are laying 6.5. So a great night in college rack. So it was a light night in the NHL. The Jets rallied and Scheifele scored in overtime to beat the Sharks 2-1 in Varelipeg. And the Kings, Moore had 2 goals for him. They beat the Golden Knights 5-2 in Lipstick City. Now tonight it's thick. Leafs and Bruins at the Garden. Toronto's -145 at 7 o'clock. All these at 7. Ducks and Sabres and Shafalov to Buffalo. Sabres -195. Canes and Canadians at the Bell Center. Canes -210. Penguins at Flyers in Philadelphia. Philly -145. Flames and Caps in D.C. at the Capitol 1. Washington -210. Ovi's 12 away from tying Gretzky, 13 from passing. Stars and Jackets in Columbus. Dallas -170 there. 7:30. Oilers and Lightning at the Amalie in Tampa. It's Tampa -115. Rangers and Islanders at the horse track on Strong Island. Islanders -115. 8 o'clock, Kraken at St. Louis. Blues are -140. Panthers and Predators in Smashville. Florida favored -145. Red Wings and Wild in the XL in St. Paul. Minnesota's -140 there. And finally, Utah hosts the Blackhawks in Salt Lake Shakers. Utah's -250. That game at 9 o'clock. So that's everything. You're good to go. I'm live for Pharrell Coast to Coast 3 to 6 today on Sports Grid TV, Sports Grid app, sportsgrid.com/watch. We're on all new TVs like TCL, Samsung Plus, Vizio, and LG TVs. Just search Sports Grid. You'll find us. We're on Amazon Freevee, Roku Sling, Fubo TV, YouTube TV, and Fire TV. We're also on Sirius XM Channel 159 and Sports Byline USA. Hey, make sure you get the Pharrell and the Prophet app. You're going to love the app. It's Pharrell and the Prophet. Make sure you watch Prophet Plays every day, Pharrell Unplugged, Pharrell and the Prophet, all our great shows and content, James, Florentine, and and Don Jameson, all kinds of funny comedy sketches. There's kick-ass shows on there. You're going to love it. It's Pharrell and a Profit app. For everything else, go to ProfitableTV.com and PharrellandAbench.com. I'll see you today at 3 on C2C. Check out who.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just 10 bucks. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.